rights of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. The United States of America, our God reigns and proclaims liberty. The people, the United States of America, we the people, the United States of America.
And good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this beautiful Sunday morning, July 7th, 2024. Here we are in the middle of summer, but you know, it's a little cool outside. We were in the 40s, low 40s at the Radio Ranch, and only supposed to be in the 70s here in Colorado today. So a nice little respite from the heat of summer. Know that it's pretty warm everywhere else. But we thank you for joining us. And we start out with the pistol prayer. We hope that you'll pray it with us. We encourage you to be prayed up in the days that we're in. Never been a more important time to pray the Lord's Prayer, to pray on and put on the full armor of God, to pray for your family, to pray that full armor of God on your family, to repent of your sins, to make your needs and your requests known to God. You know, these are things that we've had the privilege to learn here at this ministry for many, many years. It's really up to us to put them into practice, though. It really is. And by praying this pistol prayer, I think we do that very thing. I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. Well, lots going on, busy time of the year. Lots going on politically. We're going to look at a few scriptures this morning, and I think that it's something that in many different aspects of our life, it's a question we can ask ourselves and make sure that that we are where we need to be. Sometimes it's kind of hard to start in Revelation, but that's where I want to start. Revelation 3, 15 and 16, because it's a command from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A warning, if you will. And I think that it's one that probably most of the remnant has taken and applied, but we all have friends and family. We all have those out there that this in Revelation, to this scripture to me is just as important as any of them, whether it's Acts 2:38 or John 3:16. And so, you know, we try to equip you with the tools and the encouragement and the whether you call them hints or direction to be able to say, oh yeah, this is what I need to tell Joe. Joe, this, you know, Joe thinks he's this, but we need to, he needs to straighten up. This is hopefully an encouragement to you to help you in that, in spreading the gospel and talking with others about it. We'll take a look. Revelation 3, 15 and 16. He says, I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, or neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now that's a command from that, you know, that's not from a prophet. That's from Jesus Christ. And he tells us that you got to be hot or cold, one or the other. You can't be lukewarm, just middle of the road. And it's unfortunate that we see so many today, so much of what is called Christianity in the land today is just that. It's just that middle of the road, because that's what they hear. That's what most of the churches put out. The kingdom message is not preached in the land today. The take dominion message is not No, it's those evil white European Christians. Boy, they just ruined everything in the whole world. That's what's put out. And the people are, the Christians today, for the most part, so-called Christians, are ineffective because they are lukewarm. Thankfully, you know, the Bible gives us examples of, well, good examples of good examples and good examples of bad examples. The Bible does. And we were privileged here at this ministry and all that that knew our pastor to learn and to have our pastor as a example, a good example of someone who was not lukewarm. It's hard to believe that it's been 13 years since our pastor passed away. But he remains a steadfast example of someone who was not lukewarm for the Lord. Who was, you might even say, on fire for the Lord. And not ashamed of all of what the Word says and all of what He requires us to do. So I hope that that at least that's one good memory that you have. It's one that I have of our pastor, that he wasn't lukewarm. And so on this day, I thought we'd talk about some of that. You know, another example just down in Denver that has been an issue in the past, but there's, you know, it's not just when you stand in the pulpit. Oh, well, there you can be not lukewarm. There you can be hot or cold. No. You know, Mr. Jack, the owner down at Masterpiece Cake Shop down in Denver, he's been fighting. He won in the Supreme Court of the United States. He won his case. The state of Denver is still attacking him. What's that been now? Five years since he won, Jason, the Supreme Court case? And the state of Denver, from that very day, they have not ceased to attack him. But you know what? He's still baking cakes. He has not backed down, and he has not backed off of his Christian religious beliefs, his Christian beliefs that he is not going to approve of and endorse sin. That's not lukewarm. It's not. No, it's, you know, another a term we have sometimes is, or used to, maybe out west, standing by your guns, right? Nope, this is how it is, and this is where I'm going to stand, and you draw that line in the sand, whatever it is. We see so few examples of what it tells us there in Revelation, of not being lukewarm. We see so there's so few examples today. Oh, there's plenty examples of even the church being lukewarm. I saw these graphics just in going through for this. Is the gospel inclusive? Think biblically. And it's that's not hot for the Lord. That's not cold. That's just whatever. Just whatever. Oh, anything goes. It's all okay. God loves you just the way you are. You see that so much in forums. And you see this, LGBT and Christian. Yes, this is a book by some reverend. No, no, no. Let's take a look at we don't have to go back to 2 Chronicles. Let's take a look at New Testament scripture, Romans 1:27. And you know, we are told to do everything in love. This is given in love. Likewise, the men, this was a warning, the men abandoned natural relations with women and burned with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. New Testament warning. Doesn't matter how much society accepts it. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court of the United States says. Doesn't matter. It's what the Word of God says. And that is the end. Whether you believe it or not, does not matter. That's what it says. Psalms 119. We will go back to the Old Testament. It's all the same word. Psalms 119:160 reminds us. The psalmist writes, all your words are true. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Now, why would David, a foreshadowing and a type of Christ, put down that all your laws are eternal if Jesus was going to do away with them? It just befuddles the mind at times. His word is true. His word does not change. As his representatives, we're to stand on that. You know, if you're going to be a student of jujitsu, you study jujitsu, and that is what you do, and that is when you, I don't know what they call it, battle or compete or whatever. You show the methods of jujitsu. And the better you are, the more you move up in those, in karate and whatever else. But you have to follow those methods. You don't go out there as a 10-year jujitsu expert and start jujitsu and then go to boxing, right? That's something different. That's not jujitsu. That's something different. Christianity's not that different from that. And when these dirty birds, when these people are just, when they teach lies, they get people to believe them. They go against the Word of God. It's not Christianity anymore. Oh, it might be Judeo-Christianity, but that's not Christianity. That's not your words. Your laws are eternal. That's Christianity. That's what this nation, we're still this last week, this weekend, celebrating the birthday of this nation that was formed in a day that used to be taught in the elementary schools how and why and who formed that, this nation. And it's not taught anymore. It's just not. Some more words of Christ. In John 14:23, we read, and Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Obey doesn't say believe. He doesn't say anyone who loves me will believe my teaching, but will obey. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. It's for those that obey his teaching, that aren't lawless. Mark 8:38, because this I think is where a lot of the lukewarm comes from. Mark 8:38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, he said, this is a quote from Jesus, Mark 8:38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Ashamed. And many people will say, oh no, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. No, not at all. But, you know, it says ashamed of him and his words. What does his word say? I saw this, thought this was interesting. What ashamed? You know, ashamed means to be unwilling or restrained because of fear of shame, ridicule, or disapproval. Okay, nobody wants to be shamed. Nobody wants to be ridiculed. Nobody wants to be disapproved. Everybody seeks approval. But that pinpoint, that's the problem. Because if fear of shame or ridicule or disapproval, if those things make us unwilling to testify of the words of Jesus Christ, to stand up and say, wait a minute, this is what the Word says. And if we don't want to be shamed in front of people because of that, well, then we are ashamed of Jesus and his words. It's just putting it right into practice for each and every one of us, you and me as well, both of us, all of us. So let us not be ashamed of him and his word. I want to remind you of the network website, sfawbn.com. The Newswire is there. I think Jason's got some new videos posted up there as well. And so we encourage you to go there. Again, sfawbn.com. You see it on the screen. And if you've got local news stories happening you want to share with us, the email you can send them to is jason@sfaw.org. Again, jason@sfaw.org. And we'll do our best to share them with the remnant. You know, it is all of our jobs to warn, to speak like this, to share with others what the Word says. You know, if the Word said that, hey, listen, on Tuesdays, you have to go out and you have to get a scoop of dirt and put some water in it and mix some mud and put a muddy cross on your house. If that's what the Word said, well, that's what we would share and put out, each and every one of us. Isaiah 62:6 talks about the watchman. Says, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. Now, there may not be a lot of watchmen, but his word says it, and they're still there. Now, whether you believe the watchman, oh, that's a different story, right? That's the next step. But you don't just have to hear the watchman and believe it. No, you can go to the word, because what does the watchman do? He says, hey, take a look here at Revelation 3. See what it says. Take a look here at Acts 2:38. Look here in Peter. For you to look at it, and that's what each and every one of us are to do, is to point these things out to our friends, to our family. Sometimes we even get to use our words in doing it, right? Because we should be living this. 1 Kings 18:21, this time again has come. It's Elijah. Elijah comes near to all the people, and he says, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. But the people did not answer him a word. You know, many times I think we see that with our friends and family. Don't you see this? Don't you see what the Bible talks about baptism? How the Bible describes sin in 1 John 3:4? It's not rocket science. Most of the times it's the answer Elijah got. Let's wait and see how things work out. See, that leads to that lukewarm. Well, let's just wait and see. People may think, well, I'm not a murderer, so I'm okay. I'm a good person. But that's their thoughts. That's not what the Word of God says. It's better if the people answer. 2 Timothy 1:7-8. 2 Timothy 1:7-8 reminds us, men, women of God, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And we are not to be ashamed of his testimony, of who he is, of the name of Jesus Christ, or, like we read earlier, of his word. That is who and what he is. I hope when you're out having a meal somewhere that you pray out loud. No, not in boasting, not in bellowing out a sermon across the Olive Garden or wherever it is you might be eating. But don't be ashamed to use his name. And looking at the time, see, we're wrapping up. We'll look at this last. If you can hit that last one, Jason, Revelation 3:16. It didn't want to print for me. And 1 Corinthians 10. And again, second and third witnesses. Revelation 3:16 again. But since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, Jesus Christ says, I will spit you out of my mouth. And again, a second witness to it that ties right in. 1 Corinthians 10:21 tells us, you cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and from the cup of demons too. You cannot eat at the Lord's table and at the table of demons too. And see, many times, again, our people in this land, they're like those of Nineveh. They don't know their left hand from their right. Because inadvertently, so many of our people do that very thing. Oh, they go to church on Sunday and pray and, but then what? Living like hell the rest of the week. And the word says you can't do that. That does not work. Oh, it'll get you accepted at one of those places, but not at the place you want to be. It doesn't get you accepted by God and by Jesus Christ. It just doesn't. Well, again, I want to just remind you of the network website. There's lots there, and I think, Jason, we did have some, what was it, some videos about the declaration or something that you got posted up there new? So take a look there, sfawbn.com. A lot of work and a lot of effort, and there's a lot of cost involved in keeping that up there, the broadcast schedule, what's playing when, current events. We do our best to do that, to keep you involved, to feed the sheep, to tend the sheep. And this is one of those sites that will help you with that. Well, folks, stay tuned. We thank you for joining us here this July 7th. Got a timeless pulpit truth for you and a new message for you right after that, so there's more to come. Stay tuned. God bless.
Whoa. Everybody's going to sing out plenty loud.
Sense a new day dawning, rising light.